So, hello, and welcome back. Thank you for joining us live. For those of you who got your guided worksheets, I hope you've had a chance to get them printed off, or just to, you can, they're editable PDFs, so you can tap them into the laptop too as you go. So whatever works best for you is great. And hopefully you've got yourself a cup of tea, cup of coffee, whatever, a glass of water, whatever it might be. I can see the cat in the back at Lisa's getting herself all snuggled in, so that you're ready to just come and have some fun. Now, I won't actually show the screen in terms of, we'll just share. But anyone had like, I really thought about this from yesterday's training. So anything for anyone that went, I really watched my words or whatever it might be. Anything pop for anyone? I love the way
I
you're.
was paying more attention. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Was
Go.
somebody
Yeah,
gone?
go, Lisa.
Paying attention like this morning with my grandkids especially. And so school just ended. I work at a school, and so we're done as of yesterday. And so it's a little easier to just be a little calmer and settled because I don't have to be up doing whatever. I'm just off now. So, sometimes I get a little bit pushed and I'm not always as sweet with the grandkids as I'd like to be because we all live together, and it's like, but this morning was good. It just was just more calm and more, let's pay attention to how we're talking, and especially with my youngest granddaughter. I told her this morning we were talking and she was telling me about something that happened, and I said, well, always remember, just use kind words.
There we go.
So yeah.
Yay! Yay! Actually, there's a bit of a testimony we did. So these guys actually hang out with me in Fruits of Spirit with Brilliant. And one of the ladies who started doing Fruits of Spirit has never heard of Graham, didn't know anything about any of his teachings, and came last term, a grandmother. And she was always like, not that this is you, but you know, she was always like this with her granddaughter. Her granddaughter was hurt, and her granddaughter was struggling with things, and her dad had gone away, and she was living with them for a while. And but just working through the fruits, just working through kindness and goodness, and coming back to her granddaughter with love, it's transformed their relationship. Absolutely transformed their relationship. And it's like, oh, this is so good. So you're right. Just having that moment to just be present. And yes, end of terms, end of school, especially when you're teaching or involved in school, it's all on, like it's full noise. And so you've got that double portion, you're hanging out with us, and you're getting a chance to breathe, which is great. And so just, you know, Father God, help Lisa in this beautiful time that she's got to just really rest in you and be able to be who she's called to be. Just, you know, that's it's that breathing space to regroup, reset, and go, right, okay, we've got this. So I love that. I love that. That's a lovely testimony to start with. Anyone else want to share? You don't have to, but if you would like to, anything you want to share from yesterday's training or just how you were following, kind of getting up and getting going in your day.
I
realize that something I sort of said to Dad last night. I know when he doesn't like something I've said, because he'll get up and make himself a coffee and sort of just remove himself from the conversation. But I was trying to encourage him, get him to move. We don't have to sit and wait for God all the time, you know. And I use the illustration that, you know, if you're looking for a job, you don't just sit back and wait. You actually go for jobs, and then God will give you know. So I'm trying to tell him, let's step out, and you know, and he didn't like it. And just sometimes you've got, even the words you use for other people, you know, sort of needs to sometimes suit them. Like, it's a whole new ball game. Like, we don't have to go into that, but it was like, okay, I understand he's not quite there with that sort of conversation. So, but yeah, it was really eye-opener. It's like,
Yeah. And it's Jesus met people where they were, not where he was, but where they were. And so I think that's another little, it's a little shimmy with our words, is we can see, and again, we can't read the label from inside the jar. So your dad's got no idea what you can see. You can see stuff that he can't see. All of us can see stuff in each other that we can't see for ourselves. And I believe it's like when we come together and we work in this scenario or whatever, but we've got to come with love and kindness and go, okay, I can see this. And I've got a scenario with my amazing bestest friend on the planet. I caught up with her yesterday. And I've been praying because I'm like, because we chatted and we'd nutted some stuff out, but I couldn't go there with, you just want life the way you want it to be. So that she's at just a little bit of loggerheads with her husband's not quite fitting the mold she wants. And he's, so it's just that. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have to pray about this, and I'm gonna have to ask God, what do you want me to say to her, and how do I share it with her that she'll be able to receive what I've got to say without getting offended, without going and making a cup of coffee or whatever it might be, And so it's having that relationship with God to be able to do that, but just choosing the words, just because I see it doesn't mean to say I have to say it. And just because I see it doesn't mean that I should speak it until God has said, actually, this is how to share it, or this is, whatever it might be. So it's an interesting journey being aware of our words. Brilliant. I love it. Well done. And I know Amy was on fire yesterday. She got lots done in her personal life yesterday. So anything you want to share, Ames, or should we get cracking with the day?
No, it was good to get some stuff done yesterday. I have noticed things have dampened a little bit in regards with where my mind's going straight to at times.
Yeah.
Around some of the old behaviors.
And of course, when you start to take ground, so you're looking again, and God's given you, he gave you a beautiful revelation yesterday with the game that you played with him. So what's going to happen? You're going to get tested. So that's fine. We've got this. No, you are the weakest link. Goodbye. I'm going this way. And you're choosing, and that's what you did yesterday. I mean, this is before the coaching yesterday. You were having some tough stuff going on, and it was kind of, but you turned the corner. You went, nah, no, I'm going to go this way. So yes, that old stuff is going to try and come back, but you're like, no, it's not who I am. I'm going this way. And you got some beautiful words from God yesterday to encourage you too. So keep going. You got this. You made some massive progress yesterday, and you're really aware of, oh, it's because of this, it's because of this, it's because of the boom. Right, there you go. Put it back into order. It was lovely. All righty, let's share the screen so we can get going. Oh, we don't need that bit. And what we've done today is key four. We've just done it verbally rather than writing it down, which you can do by all means, but it's the recap, review, and reflect. And so yesterday we looked at hearing his voice, the words have power, and the choice is yours. And all of you have just witnessed that you are making good choices. You are pausing, you are thinking, you are responding, not reacting. So even just from yesterday's training, all of you have got something out of that. And when I review, I look at the love, so the life, love, insight, freedom, and engagement. So what love? What did I notice that shifted in my heart? So for many of you, it may have been the pause button. What were the light bulb moments? Actually, if I come with kindness, it's going to allow us to connect, whatever it might be. And then freedom, what are the chains that have been broken that have set you through free? And in Amy's case, there's some old lies that have tried to come back into her head. No, you are the weakest link. Goodbye. No, I'm going to go this way. I'm going to get this done. I'm going to get this done. I'm going to do some things that I know bring me joy. Not going back into the other space. And then engagement. How has this helped you deepen your relationships and connect with those around you? And straight away, Kerry's witnessed that, oh, hold on a minute, Dad's gone off for his cup of tea. Okay, he's not ready for this conversation yet. That's okay. I can be patient. God's got all the time in the world. So have I. It's not my will, it's his will. And he wants dad to come home to Christ. He wants dad to come home. So I know God's got this. I'll just follow in what you ask me to do, Lord. I love it. Instead of carrying on going, oh no, you need to do this. You need, you know what? No, he doesn't just let it be. So well done. So you can write in there what it is for you that has popped for you so far. Give yourself a score out of 10. And you know that I'm always an 8. I'm always ready for what the day has got to bring to me. And this morning, I've managed to do another couple of chapters of my books in terms of recording it. So we're now at chapter 11. Quite excited. I've got 7 chapters to go. And then the audio, we can start to put it together and get the audio book out. It'd be so cool. So I'm quite, again, quite excited because things are moving forward. Okey-dokey. Now, big training today. These guys have heard it before, but it is just it, you can't hear this more than like however many times. So we've got two concepts here. It's one concept, but I want to share it with you because I'm going to break it down. So ultimately, perfect love casts out all fear. That is what I'm breaking down today. Or unpacking rather than breaking down. I'm unpacking that today. So there are two concepts here: the empowerment dynamic, which is a book by David Emerald, and the dreaded drama triangle, which was some incredible work done way back by Dr. Stephen Cartman. Now, I promised you guys that you were going to live in the top 5%. You were going to be a top 5%er by the end of today, because the top 5% live in the empowerment dynamic. 90 to 95% of the population live in the dreaded drama triangle. And the difference between the two is taking responsibility. That's it. So, in the dreaded drama triangle, which is the stuff we put in the God box, I'm going to talk to you about that in a minute, we live in fear. And fear is false evidence appearing real. So, it feels real, it looks real. But it's a lie. And it's the enemy's way of keeping us stuck, trapped, and not doing what we're called to do. And we can go between three points. We can be the victim. Oh my goodness, no one loves me. I haven't got enough money. I haven't got this. Oh my goodness, whatever it might be. We can be the victim. And what we do is we take our hands off and we go, oh, poor me. I'm so helpless. I can't do whatever it might be. I can't. The moment we say, I can't, we're putting ourselves into the victim's shoes. There is often a persecutor, and we can also be that persecutor. We can move into that space. When we're attacking somebody, oh, you have to do this, we've become the persecutor. But the persecutor can be a business, a system, a person. It can be lots of different things, but ultimately it's what is coming against you as you see it in that season or in that moment. So it could be somebody you're arguing with. It could be a business or a leader that isn't doing things the way you see it, and you're feeling like you're then a victim. So we can sit in these spaces at any time. And then the other one is being the rescuer. So we can sit in the, oh, let me do that for you. Let me. And actually, the rescuer is a really masked coach. So a rescuer is, let me take it away from you. I'm a caretaker, not a caregiver. So the rescuer is a caretaker. And what they do is they do it for you. Instead of showing you how to do it, they disempower you by doing it for you, if you can do it for yourself. So it's like, for example, if I was to tie my children's shoelaces when they're capable of doing it for themselves, I am taking the care away and they're not learning to do that for themselves. If I make the bed for them when they can make it for themselves, I'm disempowering them, I'm rescuing them, and I'm wanting life my way, I'm wanting to be in control. And that's what the dreaded trauma triangle is all about. Control. Every single person on here, or every single one, wants to be in control. Do you want to ask a question, Amy? I saw you put your finger up.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is relevant, but when you talk about the rescuer. The analogy I sort of get is give a man a fish, you can feed him for a day, teach him to fish, you can feed for life.
That's right, because that's the one I use when I go into the, which is we're about to hop into, which is that's
Yeah.
when you flip from the rescuer to the coach. Absolutely right. But that's spot on. That's spot on. So we've got the dreaded drama triangle, all about fear, all about control, all about being less than. And what somebody noticed in one of the when I coached them with this analogy, look, if you are the victim down here, look how much weight is above you. Like you've got the put, it's all weighty, it's heavy, and it feels oppressive. Now, we don't have to stay there, thankfully, because God is about love. And love is living out valor or courage every day. So we're new every morning. We get to live courageously every day. We get to walk. And if you look, this triangle has got a beautiful tip towards the creator. So it's light, it's easy because the bulk is behind you, not ahead of you. So what we do here is we've got the creator. How can I, what can I do? How can I move forward? We've got the coach is the person who is the caregiver. So they're the person that teaches you to fish, which is what Amy was talking about. And instead of being the persecutor, it becomes the challenge. What I love about the enemy is he's stupid. I love the fact that he's stupid and he is totally uncreative. He does the same thing. Oh, that accusing finger that he pointed at Jesus has not changed. That's his gig. So when we get a, when we feel something comes against us, dreaded drama triangle, it's actually for us. Because it's God pointing to our next upgrade. I think it's brilliant. And he lets the enemy point it out to us. I think when he says, consider it joy in all circumstances, he genuinely means it because there is always a promise attached to the problem. So the persecutor is the problem, the challenge is the promise. And so we get to choose what we look for. So ultimately, the victim in this becomes the creator. How can I? Not I can't, but how can I? The persecutor or the problem becomes the promise, the challenge. Like, oh, how am I going to get my next upgrade now? This is brilliant. And the rescuer becomes the coach. Instead of caretaker, I'll do that for you, give you a fish. I become a caregiver, a coach. Let me show you how. Let me show you how to fish. And then you can eat for the rest of your life. Brilliant. And we call this the great exchange. You can go. So Amy, bless her heart, has created some God boxes for me that are sold in the local bookstore. But ultimately, you can use a tissue box and you can put all your rubbish in the tissue box and then ask God for the great exchange. I love it. And he gives you all the good stuff. So that's, and also we've got here, the victim is limited. God is limitless. He is endless. He is eternity. He's got more in his pocket than we could ever imagine. So I've got a quick whip here for you guys, and I'm sure some of you have been writing in that already. So what I want you to consider right now, so key six, God box. We are now, I talked about the fact that you would have somewhere safe. Oh, actually, before I go on, any questions on that concept, on how it works? They're all quiet, so I'm guessing you're good. So, what we
No,
want
it's really
to do,
good.
great. We're going to do the great exchange. And to do that, the first thing we need to do, be aware of the things that are false. Those false evidence appearing real. Aware of the things that trip us up. Aware of the things that we don't like. Aware of the things that are coming against us. So, what I'd like you to do is look up in there. Just write down anything right now that's challenging you, that's coming against you, where you're a victim, where you're whatever it might be, and get them down there. Because if we can write them in, we can then give them to God, which we'll do in a moment. So just take a moment to write down anything at the moment, unhelpful thoughts, unkind words, whatever it might be that is coming against you right now. Or that you want to get rid of. know some of you are busy writing, some of you are thinking. Some of it could be we might want to get rid of some unhelpful thoughts, or we might want to get rid of feeling tired or unmotivated.
Too motivated.
Annie, so it's interesting, Kerry, what I've put in for me is falling into the busy trap. So, sometimes we can get too busy doing before being. And so for me, I always have to keep resetting to rest and, going back in my evening routine to God. Okay, God. Thanking him for the day, thanking for all the stuff we've done, helping me plan so that there's space and time in my day that I can hang out with him, that I can have fun in amongst all the other things that I'm doing. And, we want to be able to not, I'm not running ahead of him, so I can get busy in life as opposed to being in the business of the kingdom. So it's kind of just making sure I stay in that space. I hear you. Okie dokie.
I
So.
think
Yeah, go.
I was just going to say I think sometimes that God gives me dreams at night. I have to sit there with him in the morning and interpret it all, and it doesn't get me. Like everything else is pushed aside. So it's like, you're talking to me when we're doing this, so I'm going to keep giving you dreams. So it's my rest, and
Good. And you know what? That's not a, that's not being busy. That's not, but it's good just to make sure, and it is, we want to be with him in the morning. We want it. And you know what? Many of us would. And I remember it wasn't that long ago when you said, oh my goodness, I used to get dreams. I haven't had them for ages. I remember you saying that in, the relatively recent past. And I love the fact, and I love the fact now that you cherish them. You cherish them, you write them down, you interpret them, you're asking God, you're spending that time together. And that's precious time. It's exciting, Excellent. So what I'd like you to do, anything that is on that list that is making you feel less than, I want you to release it to God. I want you to say, sorry, God, that I'm not achieving whatever it is, or help me, Lord. So I'm going to release right now, Father God, I am going to release, and in my case, lack of administration, letting my eyes deceive me, and falling into the busy trap. I'm going to release that and give that to you, Jesus. I'm going to take my hands off my rubbish and I'm going to give it to you. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to declare this. You can put yourself on mute and just say it quietly in your own space or whatever, but tell Jesus that you are giving this to him. You're giving it back to God. Because Jesus paid in full for all of this. And there's a lovely story for those of you who may or may not be aware. I love repeating it because it just cracks me up, where Graham Cook, who used to hang, like does, has dreams, like Kerry has dreams. He's often in heaven with Jesus. And he often has some really good chats up there. And then one day, and he's so used to going up, and he said they've got this like little tent that they hang out in. There's always good food there. They have a good chat, a good yarn. It's always great fun. And one day he's there, and Jesus's face looks like thunder. And he's like, holy, what have I done? And he's like, oh, I think I'll just hide in this tent and then maybe Jesus will go away. Jesus doesn't go away. But and so he walks over and he says, give me back what's mine. And Graham's like, oh my goodness, what have I done? What am I holding on to that belongs to you, Jesus? I love you. Like, what the heck? And he says, give me back what's mine. And he's by this time he's crying. He's like, what have I taken of yours? Guilt, shame, anxiety, stress, worry, All the burdens of life, in my case, not being my lack of, not being on top of my administration, not being on letting my eyes look at chocolate cakes and things and then eat them. That's really unhelpful. And then falling into the busy trap, doing getting into other people's lanes, being busy as opposed to being in the business of the kingdom. Jesus paid in full for all of your stuff. And it belongs to him. So I want you right now, whatever you've written down, and you can write more down later, I want you to release it. Verbally tell Jesus, thank you that you paid in full for this. Lord, I'm giving you back the stuff that you paid for that belongs to you. And I release it to you. And then you're going to write them down and stick them in a God box or a tissue box, or you're going to put them somewhere that is no longer yours. And when you do that, we're then going to ask for the great exchange. Because what I love about Jesus is he doesn't leave that room empty. He's so cool. He gives us then what we need. We have to release it first to clear the room, and then he can give us what we need. So, give us a thumbs up when you've given it back to Jesus and you're ready to do the great exchange. Lisa's like, yeah, I'm so ready.
I think it's funny that when I got sick, so that I didn't have to walk over to the house with my rubbish, Dad put the wheelie bin just outside my door. That's my God box. That's been my God box. It's like this massive big bin. It's like, yeah, it's like.
Great. Great. I love it. So you can throw whatever rubbish you want to put in there. But you know what? It is like the wheelie bin. It just goes. It's gone. And you can't, once the wheelie bin's been picked up, Jesus has just picked up your stuff, by the way. You can't take it back. The reason I use a tissue box or a God box is because what often happens is unintentionally, we pick that rubbish back up. We go and rummage in the flipping bin and start picking it back up again. So, the reason for the God box is you leave it and you are only allowed to think about that thought or do that thing if you think you're bigger than God, in which case, take a piece of paper out the God box and have it back. But the reality is, I just use it as a physical idea. So that's like when you think, no, it's in the God box. No, I've left it with God. No, I've left it with God. I'm going to do this. And it just how it's a physical thing that just helps you see or leave it where you need to leave it. And so key seven, now's the fun stuff. We've got rid of the fear, we've got rid of the dreaded drama triangle, we've got rid of all that stuff, we're giving it back to Jesus. And now I go, come on, Jesus, what have you got for me in exchange? And this is about living out valor or courage every day. But what I want you to consider, and I want you to write down now, I want you to ask God, okay, God, what are you going to give me in exchange for the stuff that I've written down? What am I looking at? What can I claim? What can I hold on to that is noble, right, and true? What is the love you want to give me now? So I want you just to take a moment to write that down. That's what you're going to stick on your wall. That's what you're going to put on your forehead. That's what you're going to put on the mirror in the bathroom every time, you go in there, whatever it might be. That's what you're going to claim. So I'll just give you a moment or two to do that. How are you getting on, team? Do you need a little bit more time?
I'm good.
You good? Good. Okay. So this is now how you walk into your new identity. This is now your claim. Has everyone got something to claim in exchange? Okay. And how do you feel now sitting on that? Oh, I think we haven't walked in it yet. So we're just sitting on that almost like a knife edge. It's like, oh, got rid of that. I've got this. I've got this that I can now claim as my inheritance. How are you feeling about that?
Lighter.
Yeah. It's great, isn't it?
Not, yeah, it's like not, it's just not all my responsibility. And I don't have to do it by myself to begin with, which I know, but I don't always practice that as well as I should, right? But it's, God's always there for me. So all these things that I drag around, it's like, no, that's not even true. So much
Celebrating
lighter.
you. Look, I'm going to give you one of God's little hearts. Celebrating you because you're absolutely right. And he says, come all who are heavily laden and I will give you rest. Because we carry the ball and chain, we carry the world's stuff on our shoulders without realizing. And it's like, oh, okay. And the moment we give back to Jesus what belongs to him, it's like, oh, that's right. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's so good, eh? Like, it's crazy good.
It is.
I don't know about you, but for me, it goes from head, or it's because I didn't ever start in the head knowledge. God bless his heart, kept me out of church and religion and all that kind of stuff. So I'm relatively new in this space. And so it's all heart knowledge for me. And it's like, come on, get your heart out, not your head, because your heart will inform your head. So get your heart back out. Let's do this together. Let your heart and my heart be one. Let's do this together. And I just love the fact that he sows this into our hearts that then informs our minds, which is why I wanted you to speak it out. I wanted you to speak out that you were giving that to God, because then you release it. You release it to him. And it tells your brain it's God's now, not yours. Crazy, eh? Like, crazy good. Okay, and then your job now, going out from here, is to read this to yourself every moment of every flipping day that you need to until it's in that beautiful head of yours. It's gone from your heart to your head, and it becomes your new normal. Kingdom normal. Does that make sense?
Does.
Amy's like, oh, I'm having to really think about this. I can see the expression on her face as she's like, oh, I'm having to really grapple with this. Does anybody want to share what they exchange, so what they've given back to Jesus, and then what they've got in return? Does anybody want to share one of those?
I'll share a little bit because I also have a question.
Great, love that.
Some of the stuff God sort of told me was like, you're beautiful, strong enough, always loved, and never alone. But also in regards to one of the old habits, which I'll be vulnerable and brave and self-harm, it's sort of left me feeling not so great, because what he had to say about that was, I live in you and hurting yourself is hurting me. And I was a bit like, yeah, okay. Don't know where to go from that.
What I get straight up, thank you for being so open and honest, is that how great is your God? What I love What I feel or sense he's telling you is to keep your eyes on him, not on ourselves and our flesh. Keep your eyes on the Holy Spirit. Keep your eyes on God. Because he loves you, because he loves you, because he loves you. And that because you love God and you do love him, and he's probably the one you love the most, he's encouraging you to lean into that and lean into him. Because as you do that, he will literally put his arms around you and those other thoughts will go away. Because you honor him more than you do yourself right now. But he wants to bring you together because you are together. He does live inside of you. It's actually so intimate. And so everything that we do, we've got to realize that if we, our bodies are a temple. Like our bodies are a temple. Like, and I'm still working on that because you know I love chocolate. It's like, I've done like I've, and it's in that whole journey. And eyes for me is the battle I'm in at the moment. So Amy's battle is in her thoughts. And again, she'll see something or she'll think of something and it will take her down an unhelpful route. I will see nice chocolate brownie, or I will see some chocolate chip cookies that I've made for hockey and the boys are eating them. And I will see them and go, oh, I'd quite like that. And God said, no, you've got to keep your eyes. Where are we going with this? I've given you, and you, Amy, both of us, we have already been blessed with a spirit of self-control. That's not us. It's not in our strength. He's given it to us for us to claim. And it comes from the spirit, not from the flesh. It comes from God, not from earth. And so when we look towards him, when we claim our inheritance, when you claim, I am beautiful, I am chosen, I am loved, whatever you wrote down on your piece of paper that he gave you in exchange, you have to have it written on your forehead. So every time you go and go to the toilet or whatever, or you go into your bathroom, you can see it. Or stick it on your kitchen doors or whatever. Every time you have a cup of tea, it's right in front of you. I'm beautiful. And you know what? Let it sow into your heart, not head, heart. Because that will shift your head. Does that make sense? But it is scary. It is like, and then you go, oh. Every time I eat a chocolate biscuit, I'm disrespecting God, or whatever it might be. And it sounds, but it's like, actually, that's where I've got to be. I have got, if I want to be more Jesus-like, I need to honor him in everything, not just in some bits. But Jesus, bless his heart, knows we're all stuffed. And so he just takes us one step at a time. And you have been in such a good space. Do not let that little flipping toad get anywhere near you right now. You've got so many tools and so many weapons to kick his backside so hard, he can't even sit here in the country. So use them because he's placed them already in your hands. So, Father God, I thank you that Amy shows up. I thank you that she's here. I thank you that you love her. I thank you that she's chosen. I thank you that she's beautiful. And most of all, I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you live in her and it's you that she can partner with that will give her the strength, that will give her the courage. And actually, Holy Spirit, what I love most about you is that you are gentle, you are loving, you are kind. There's no retribution in this. That's the enemy's plan. It's all about compassion and empathy and love. And so, Lord, just pour your love over Amy right now. Overwhelm her with your love. Because just as we're talking about this, perfect love casts out all fear. And you, enemy, can just get lost because God has got her. He loves her. He's for her. And nothing can come against her because the God in you will always be bigger than anything else that comes against you. Amen. Was that helpful?
Yeah.
And that wake up call, actually, that every time we do something that is out of line with his will, we're disrespecting him, is super helpful. Use it to help you focus because that chocolate biscuit in the moment or that thought in the moment, you feel rubbish afterwards. So what he's trying to show us is how to look on the other side. Just keep going. Just keep going. Tune into my spirit. Tune into what I've given you. I've given you self-control. Make sense?
Yeah.
Did you have been on fire? She walked into church last Sunday like a diva. She's like, she was like, honestly, I was like, who is this woman in front of me? So what's happened? You've been putting it out there. You've been taking ground. You've been doing your devotion. She's done 30 days of, or she's doing 30 days of devotion. She's on 23 today. And so he's trying to take you out. No, get lost. You are the weakest link. Goodbye. I'm getting on with the stuff God's given me to do. Thank you. Done. So you just focus on the brilliant things, and I'm expecting the diva to come back in on Sunday. No pressure. Done it once. I'd like to see it again, please. Honestly, that poor girl. You guys, in the States and in Australia, you can get away from me. She's got no flipping hope. She's up the road. Everyone else can hide, Amy. You've got nowhere to. God has such a sense of humor. He's like, I'm just going to put this random woman in your path and with your family, and you have got no get out of jail free card because she can see you just as he can. And he sees you now. Look at him, he's making you laugh. I love him. He sees you, he loves you, he wants you to have fun and embrace life. So just no, I'm going this way. Good luck. Okay, anyone else want to share an exchange or something that they've got? Yeah, go, Kerry.
Do have an exchange, but first, Amy, when you walk into church on Sunday, you know where the cameras are. You've got to go to the first one. I want to see you walking in because I watch that church service. All right, you know where the cameras are. I want to see. I want to see.
You will see me. I'm getting up and speaking.
Oh, at the first service,
At both.
at both. Oh, I can't
Oh,
wait.
isn't that interesting? Let me see. So you're about to get up on stage again and share the goodness of God. Oh, and you're having some unhelpful thoughts right now. I wonder what that is. Oh, that'll be you little toad, trying to stop me. Well, you know what? You can get lost. I've got work to do, and it's for God. So, out the way, I'm going this way. Goodness.
Perfect. Perfect.
I love it. Kerry.
Okay, my exchange, it was so involved in the dream, even had a part of it. So it's just been incredible. But basically, there was practically one thing that God said, exchange it with this, and that covers all of that. It's like, wow, yeah. So I said, it was all about my co-creating, right? Co-creating. He says, you co-create with me. You got the Holy Spirit in you. And I looked and I thought, that covers that, that covers that, covers that, covers that. So yeah, look, it's been a wild ride the last couple of days because just knowing how the Holy Spirit is going to activate that creation with me, the creativity, and I actually, and I hope Dad really saw this. I did see his face sort of just, he got up and moved over to his chair, as his mind was going. But yesterday I decided to write a chapter, and without him, because he likes to use all these software programs and stuff to write stuff for him, and I went, oh, it's been just driving me nuts. So I sat there and just started writing a chapter, and I said, Dad, come and listen to this. And even I was wowed. I read it and I thought, this was the Holy Spirit, this was not me. And he's just looking at me, goes, where'd you get that from? I said, I just wrote it. And then the dream last night, it was about me writing a book and transcribing. It was actually transcribing, not just writing. I was transcribing, and I realized, and the whole every time I woke up, it was Holy Spirit's doing, Holy Spirit's doing. And he gave me chapters 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like, but it was not for the book, but though each word, like 5 was John. Like it was just John, and but number 5 means grace and abundance, and John was the beloved and stuff. So, and he gave me 3 foreign words as well with the chapters and just the whole translation. It was like I was just mind blown. Which is, I logged onto this, and I was still sort of like, it's like, but this is all just, it's just all intertwined. Plus the game yesterday, the hopscotch, yeah, it's sort of
Having fun. Holy
yeah.
Spirit, love, we're on adventures with God because it's fun. It's an adventure. It's exciting. It's like, what treasure have you got for me today, God? What are you going to show me today? Because every day is a new day, and every day He wants to release something special within us. But you're right, the key is the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit lives in each one of us. So it's time to go. And what I love about the kingdom and God is it's an inside job. Because He's inside of us. So it's an inside, it's nuts. And it's like we have nothing can separate us because He's inside us. Like, this is crazy. And we still go rushing off in our own strength. And then I often say, God's, it hasn't happened for a while, but He goes, I'm over here. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm coming back. Sorry, like, because I've gone off doing it in my own strength. And the way that I know instantly is as I, am I free in what I'm doing? Is this a pull motivation or am I trying to push in my own strength? So there's a real, you learn to be aware of that. So, but yeah, co-missioning, co-creating, co-laboring. We don't do anything on our own. We do it with him in all moments. So for Amy, the moment she takes her eyes off the prize and she's thinking about other things, that's not co-laboring with him. That's not co-creating with him. That's not going on a mission with him. That's going on a mission with somebody else. And so it's, and it's literally as black and white as that. Every time I eat a chocolate biscuit, I don't know why I'm talking about chocolate biscuits today, but every time I go down that route, I'm not honoring God. I'm not making my body my temple. I'm making my flesh my idol. Unhelpful. Anyway. So yeah, for all of us, whatever it is, it's the Holy Spirit. I love that. So keep tuning in because He's got you. And you are tuning in because He's given you heaps. Just stay there. It's great. And Lisa, anything you want to share with us before we wrap this up?
Yeah, one of the big ones for me has been for quite a while is finances. And so it's remembering who really is the provider, and that I start from fullness. I'm not trying to get to fullness, and I need to get that so it's also up here. So I don't have to be going, but it's like, no, he knows, and he's got all this stuff, and I became a brilliant ambassador, so I'm excited about what may happen there. And just, who knows what he's gonna do, but it's like I just need to keep my eyes on him and go, it's this isn't about me working harder. Or because I thought about, well, maybe I'll get a summer job, and then that's just ne I never have peace with that. And it's like, no, because what I want to do this summer while I'm off is get closer to him and just create routines that I also do as school starts again. Because, when I go back to school, it's like, ugh. But it doesn't have to be like that. And I love what I do. I get to work with special ed kids, and I love it. So, yeah, it's just putting things in place that will continue as I move through whatever the day brings. So.
Amen. And I love that. I love that you've released that and said, actually, I'm going to give that back to you, God, because you said you would be my provider. You said that you would, and it's lovely. You've got so many scriptures about actually, he's going to provide for you. Actually, seek me first and my righteousness, and all things will be given to us, including our finance. And it is that flesh, all of us, it's the flesh spirit juggle. It's that tension that we have. And so all of us are in our own battles, but the battle is never with each other. The battle isn't. It's always, if we take it upstairs, God will always give us the answers. So well done, ladies. And Lisa, we sit in that financial battle. I have had to release the business to God. I've had to release things to him. And so it is. It's like, okay, I'm just trusting you. And you know what? I am having the most fun in this season that I've ever had. And for those of us that are overseas, we can't be ambassadors. It's just for the US. So it's great. Lean into that because you're passing such a blessing on to people. You know, the opportunity, even if the only thing people did was have 7 days with Graham, bring it on, But that's it costs nothing, but yet if they've got the opportunity to go, oh, goodness, this is like a whole new world, then they'll lean in, they get the blessing, and so do you. That's God's double portion, which is the minimum. So just, yeah, I encourage you to and share your testimonies. Amy's been doing a daily devotional on her Instagram page or whichever pages they are on Facebook. Just to share her journey, share your journey around what Graham does for you, or what Brilliant does for you, or I learned this today, or if I hadn't been in Brilliant, I wouldn't have had this connection. I've just been on adventures with God, or whatever it is. But because what you'll do is when you share it, people will start picking it up. And then when you go, oh, and if anybody's interested, you can get a, but build the relationship first, share what it's doing for you, and then people will start asking you. You won't even have to. People will start coming to you. How did you end up sorting this out? How did you? Why are you? Oh my goodness. They'll see the change in you, and that change will be what brings, what brings it. So we just take that. I love it. We've got all of about 3 minutes. Just bear with. I'll quickly share this. So what I would like you guys to do is just consider out of today's training, we've just done how to reflect, review, recap. Understanding the dreaded drama triangle versus the empowerment dynamic, because we want the empowerment dynamic, putting the God box, getting rid of the old baggage safely rather than dumping it on other people and getting cross, we can give it to God, and then exchanging it, so letting Jesus fill you up. So what activation do you want to do from today's session? How do you want that to show up for you? So just put a couple of things in there. Like I'm going to read my new declarations that he's just given me over those situations. And I might even print them off, to be honest. Print them off and put by my cup of tea, put by the kettle. Because if I put them by the kettle, I can read them while the kettle's boiling. So I'm immediately habit stacking. Where can I put these in my face that I will see them 2 or 3 or 4 times a day, so I can get those reps in, so I can just read them for now and get it plugged in. And then again, for me, some of I coach on evening and morning routines. So getting back in, making sure that I focus on my evening and morning routine, which is where I do the reflection and stuff like that. So just whatever it is for you. And then how do you feel now? As you're going out of this session, do you feel motivated? Do you feel thoughtful? What is it that you feel? I'm a 9 out of 10. I've got to go and put my tennis shoes on because that's the next That's the next venue for me. And while you're just writing those in, the things I'd like you to remember is the choices we make determine the directions our lives take and the people we become. You're going to get to make some really good choices today. And if need be, keep offloading the old baggage as it comes up during the day today or tomorrow or whatever, and place it where it belongs in the God box. Give it back to Jesus and keep exchanging it for your new luggage so it can come up all the time. But the whole of heaven is available to you. Claim it. And then for day three, we're going to look at, we're going to do a really fun exercise. And I've done it two or three times, and it's amazing what God has given me each time. It's been crack up. So, what have you got to offer that's uniquely you to the world? The reason you're on this planet, we're going to find out your zone of genius. And potentially how to achieve more in your school holidays, perhaps, Lisa, in the next 10 weeks than you did in the last 10 months. Because there's some things that we can share and where to find tribe, because that's where we want to stay connected. So any questions before I pray you guys out and let you get on with the one to three things you've just put on your list? You're all good?
I want chocolate now. You shouldn't have kept mentioning
Sorry. Sorry. Unhelpful. That's okay. I'm just testing you to see how well you'll get on with your flesh, the spirit over the flesh. You just hang out with the Holy Spirit, and there's your test for today. You and me both.
Thanks.
I love it. So, Father God, we thank you for these beautiful ladies that have turned up today and showed up and been able to be here. We bless those that are actually watching the replay. I know Vanessa's going to be watching it, Andy. There's a few that are going to be watching the replay. So, Lord, we just bless all of those watching the replay. But we just thank you. We thank you for this time together. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your insight. We thank you that you say, do not fear, because I've overcome the world. And I love the fact that we don't have to fear because you've overcome the world and you live in us. It's brilliant. I just think that's nuts. So thank you, Lord, that you paid in full for all anxiety, all stress, all worry, whatever it might be. And we just release that to you. Because it's yours, it's your stuff. And we thank you for the great exchange. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your insight. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for all the fruit that you have given each one of us that is ripe and ready to go so that we can claim it. So I just say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for this group, for these people, for those walking with us, and for our families. And I bless each one of them today and always in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you all, ladies, and we will look forward to seeing you same time, same place tomorrow. Have fun. God
Thank you.
bless each of you. Take
God
care.
bless.
Bye.